Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, According to Your Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
2 Corinthians 4, it says, verse 16, For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Are you more than an outward shell?
Yes, sir.
Huh?
Yes,
sir. Are you?
I am.
Yeah, but if I can't see it, and I can't see that inward man, and I can't touch that inward man, it doesn't exist, right?
That's not right.
Have you ever seen a thought?
No.
Have you ever touched a thought with your head? Well, then they don't exist. If you can't see it, and you can't touch it, it doesn't exist. Feelings. Feelings, thoughts. You are a spirit. God is the Father of spirits.
Amen.
You'll exist without your body. The Lord tarries His coming, and you live out your life down here. The day you breathe your last is not a sad day for you. You'll slip out of your body just like you pull a hand out of a glove. You'll slip out of your body. And you won't turn into an angel. That'd be a demotion. You're a son of God. And you will be you. You'll have your mind. You'll be you just like you are now. Only much, much freer. You'll no longer be constrained to physical limitations. Physical limitations in this realm, it's affected by the curse and sin, and it's dark. But you're real. You're looking at me right now through those two windows we call eyes. But you're inside there. You can exist without this body. This body is just the house you live in. Is that what the Bible teaches or not? It's the tabernacle. It's the house we live in. So things are real that are not seen and not felt. Do you believe in things not seen?
Yes.
Not felt.
Yes.
He said, keep going. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. The New Living Translation says, the things we see now will soon be gone. The things we cannot see will last forever. Good News says, what can be seen lasts only for a time. What cannot be seen lasts forever. This should not be our whole world. Interesting things about this realm. What happened when Adam and Eve died? I'm going to give you a real quick fast, and maybe we'll get into some of it more later. He said, in the day you'll eat, you'll die. And that happened. Now, it took almost 1,000 years for his body to quit functioning. That's how perfect it was when God made it. It was never supposed to die. Human beings were originally created to exist forever. No dying, no decay. But sin allowed death in. And what happened is everything started slowing down eventually to where it will stop or die. And the inward man is renewed every day. You are not a, if you're a believer, You're not aging internally. You should be developing, but you're not growing older. You never will. What a great thought, huh? But the outward man is. It's like a blade of grass. It's like a flower. It'll reach its peak. It'll bloom. It's pretty. And then the leaves start falling off. Now, God can sustain you, and it can be a good vessel for you as long as you need it. But it's not going to stay 16 forever, and it's not going to function down here forever. The same thing that's happening to your body is happening to the planet you're standing on. Everything, every material thing is slowing down until it dies. God is light. And physicists say it's the fastest thing there is. There's nothing faster. Nothing can be faster from what they've studied. Well, the Bible said God is light. You know how fast light is? In 1 second, light can go around the equator 7.5 times of the earth. 1 second. That's fast. We need to get us one of them light jets. Who knows what the Lord has on the other side? But think about this. This is going to help you out here. I don't know if you've seen this or not. Anybody ever seen a propeller on an airplane? Or maybe even a fan in your house, depending on what kind it is. Maybe there were just three little skinny blades. What happens when you turn it on and turn it on high? It disappears. It disappears. You speed something up fast enough, where did it go? It's still there. It's not that it's not there, it's just that we're so slow. We lost track of it. Where did it go? And then a lot of folks are so ignorant and dumb to that, well, it doesn't exist. It's not there. Well, don't stick your hand in it. Or you'll find out it's still there. These beings, angels, are in this room right now. Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is in us and moves among us. Why can't we see Him? We're so slow. God is light. He's moving at that speed. He's functioning at that speed. You know, you think you get irritated waiting on slow people. Can you imagine God and the angels? We get up in the morning. The angels are like, man, I could have been an African back 5 times before you throws 1 foot out of the bed, you know. The things that are made, the things that are seen, he said, are made of things that what? This is made out of nothing, made of things that don't appear. We must get our mind renewed so that this is not our whole world. And we're not thinking, well, if I don't feel healed, I must not be. If I can't see the money, I don't have it. Well, we know you don't have it. That's why you need to believe you receive it. Yeah, but I don't have it. We know. That's why you believe you receive it. Yeah, but I don't have it. It's really kind of pitiful the way human beings are functioning. Yeah, but I don't see it, and I can't feel it, so it's not real. You just have to treat people like little one-year-olds that have just come into the world and don't know anything. It's okay, honey. It is real. It's all around you. It'll be all right. Just got to speed you up a little bit. How does God operate? He calls those things that be not, well, be not yet here, as though they were, because they can be, and yet you don't see them. God is. Heaven is. Angels are. You are. Even without this body, you are. We look not at those things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. Because the things that are seen are what? Temporal. James says, what is your life? It's even what? It's a vapor. What we can't see and feel, that's the real stuff. That's permanent. This is a slowing vapor. Physicists understand this. The atoms that are, that, like we said, it's mostly space. And it's slowing down. God's going to have to create a new heavens and a new earth. He's literally going to get us up to speed. But the way we can walk with Him now is by not limiting us nor Him just to what I see and feel. Amen. We shouldn't check what we see and feel to know, do we have what we need? We walk by faith, chapter 5 and 7, just down a few verses, 2 Corinthians 5, 7. We walk by faith, what? Not by sight. If you're going to walk by faith, you can't walk by sight. If you're walking by sight, you're not walking by faith. You're doing what Thomas did. You don't check your body to see if you're healed. Many times people have said, Brother Keith, believe with me for my doctor report. No. So you're telling me you're not going to believe you got it till he gives you a report. We already got a report. If you're in faith, you believe the same thing no matter what you feel or what the report says or what it doesn't say. I know you want a good report, but if you're fixated on that, you're still walking by sight. You're not walking by faith. When are you going to breathe a sigh of relief? When are you going to believe you got it? Well, when they finish the test and they give me the report and they tell, well, you're walking beside. You're doing the same thing Thomas did. Unless I see it, unless I feel it, I won't be able to go, whew, we got it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, According to Your Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 3rd, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.